One of the bank voles hurled himself into the water and vanished beneath the raft. After a brief moment, Tragedia, who never missed the opportunity to be dramatic, clasped her paws, staring wide-eyed at the place where Rickle had submerged.
Oh, 'tis so hard to bear one of such tender seasons gone to a watery grave.
One of her brothers, Rambunculus, smiled wickedly.
It's plum duff for supper. If he doesn't come up, can I have his share, Ma?
Dymphnia clouted him over the ear with her free paw.
You hard-hearted young blight.
Baby Dub-Dub, who was learning to speak by repeating the last words of his elders, shook a tiny paw at his brother.
Young blight.
Rickle climbed back aboard, shaking himself, treating those nearby to a free shower.
Ain't no good, Pa. We're jammed tight unless we can find something to lever her off with.
Oakarth was not in the levering mood. He sniffed.
Leave it till the morrow. Perchance the stream may run at flood and float our streamlass off.
Wading into the shallows, he held forth a paw to assist his wife and their babe onto dry land.
Right, company! All paws ashore, if you please!
Dub-Dub shouted in his mother's ear.
Paws ashore, please!
They were grounded in the area where the trees thinned out onto the heathland. Oakheart rummaged through a pile of effects on the bank, coming up with a funnel fashioned from bark. This he held to his mouth and began calling aloud for the benefit of any beast within hearing distance.
Hear ye, one and all! All good beasts now hark to me! See here upon this very spot, the performing with us by company! What'll ye see here when we start? Why, tales to delight the rustic heart, plays enacted on nature's stage, dramas of avarice, war, and rage. Stories of love to make you sigh, tragedies bringing a tear to the eye. Mayhaps a comedy will make you'll fill your ribs with laughter ache. Yet what seek we as our reward? Merely to share your supper board, a drop to drink, a crust perchance. We act, we sing, recite, or dance. Aye, food would aid our noble cause, though mainly we feed upon applause. You'll not regret a visit to see the performing with us by company.
Oakheart's mother, Crumphus, a venerable grey-spiked hog, prodded him none too gently with her walking stick.
I'll give ye this a rest, Orky. This is the back of nowhere. There's no beast around for leaks.
Rambunculus sniggered wickedly.
Poke him again, Grandma. Go on, good nod.
Crumphus brandished the stick at him.
I'll poke you, you impudent young snick chops. Do something useful. Go on, gather firewood for your ma.
Oakheart rounded on them, paw upraised.
Hist! Voices! Do you hear?